Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I am Becky.
And I'm Raquel.
And today we are talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
This is Season 9, Episode 8, A Wolf in Camille's Clothing. What in the hell does that mean?
I don't know what it means. I mean, I know what they're referring to, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Well, why is it in her clothing?
Well, it's like
is there a saying?
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, okay.
Now but I what, is get Camille it. A sheep? Like, what? It's so bad.
It's bad. You guys were doing better. Come on.
I mean, you were nowhere near, let's just say this way, they're nowhere near as good as New York. They were nowhere near as bad as New Jersey.
Right, right.
But this one, yeah, I'm giving it a thumbs down. I'm sorry.
And Raquel, you said it was episode 8. Is it 8?
No, it's
9.
It's 9. Did I say 8?
You did.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wonder where you got that.
I don't know. I'm looking right at it, too.
All right, Raquel, wake up.
Listen, it's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I always, as I do, want to say thank you so much for rating and reviewing us and sending us stuff and just being generally awesome people. It really helps us, and we'd love to hear from you guys. How happy does it make us, Becky?
We love it. We get download data.
We know how many downloads. No, we don't.
Actually, we do have a map, and it shows, like, what cities, you know, have downloads. And there's a part, of course, most of our downloads are in the United States. You know what our second most downloaded area is? Japan.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, from the get-go, there's, like, people in Japan, like...
Oh, my God, I love it.
I know.
Well, today I would like to shout out to Tallywacker?
Did I do this one already?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's Tallywacker. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that.
Right,
right. Said really nice things. Everyone's just been a doll. And Graphics Girl, when you send us stuff, they're such sweet reviews. They're really nice. And we like that you guys enjoy the show.
Well, and the feedback, too.
Yeah.
Like, we like to know what you like or what, you know, what you'd like to hear or whatever.
For sure. But keep sending those in.
Please rate, review,
subscribe. Mm-hmm. We want to try to take this a little bit bigger one day. And all of that depends on that kind of stuff. So, blah, 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 done.
Blah, 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 done. Okay. Let's jump right into the show because it jumps right into.
It jumps right 24 hours later.
24 hours after the fight between Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
We hear Kyle's out to having drinks with the other ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are there. And she's like, you guys are not going to believe what happened. I went to Lisa's house. I felt bad that as her friend, I couldn't say, no, she would never do this.
It's like
she threw that.
She threw a bucket of chum into a shark feeding frenzy,
which
is at the open. Like, they were all.
I know.
Yeah.
Camille was like, Kyle, you have always been that person for her, the one who kind of swoops in and defends her.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know who was saying it, but they were all saying, like, after Denise's wedding, everyone thought everything was fine.
Yeah. They thought that she was over the dog issue.
Yeah. And then the article came, and as we all know, they think that Vanderpump is the one who leaked the story.
Right.
But I don't think that's very rational thinking. It's like, everything was fine, and then this article came out. It's like, what if you're all assuming that she did it? Let's give her the benefit of the doubt for 2 seconds. Say she didn't. You guys are just assuming that.
Right.
You know, it's really bad to. They're all. Get off your jump to conclusion mats, ladies.
I know, right?
God.
I know. I feel like I really don't have a clear, like, picture of who did it.
Mm-mm.
Like, I was talking to someone else and she's like, oh, I think Kyle leaked the story. And
I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Oh. She's like, yeah, she wants the... And then I was thinking, I was like, I mean, she did, like, put out that show against her sister's wishes, and it messed with their relationship. So she's
willing to sacrifice
things.
But I think if you're all supposed, in quotes, friends,
right,
wouldn't you at least give the benefit of the doubt?
No. For sure.
I mean,
for
sure. They all go in hardcore.
No, they do.
And Kyle's like, you know, she wants to tell the truth and lay everything on the table. And then Camille's, you know what? I started off liking her. I think she's kind of an idiot because in this one she says, she thinks that LVP should have just walked away when TMZ approached her.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Again, you're assuming that she, ridiculous.
It really didn't make sense.
If she had run away, they would have said, oh, because she's going to be asked about the article and she doesn't want to confront, you know, there's no win. No win for her.
No, for sure. But Kyle, what?
Hi, Aaron, the only guy at the table.
Is that not the weirdest thing?
Oh my God.
He's like a little peeping Tom over there.
I felt so bad for him.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think can you safely say at least one time in your life you've dragged your husband to something that was all ladies?
Probably. Who knows?
I mean, I probably have too. I just felt like, oh.
Yeah.
No, I feel for you, Aaron.
Yeah. I mean, some men just would not care, but he did look a little kind of like, all right, I have no input.
No, I know. It's just funny because it's just like, one of these things is not like the other.
I know. It was so awkward
to
see there.
It was. I know.
But Kyle let the ladies know they were both so hostile and angry. Mm-hmm. And
I think she exaggerated a bit about how Ken talked to her.
I don't think she did.
You don't?
No. No, she was like, you know, he was like telling her, I hope you told him Lisa would never do that. You're a liar. You're not her friend. I mean, that's what she said.
Well, she did leave out the part where she said to LVP, you know, maybe you care more about your image.
I know.
I mean, you know, I guess you do gild the lily a little bit on either side, but.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But.
Dorit just like throws her hands up over her mouth. She's just, oh my God.
Typical Dorit.
Oh dear.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And then Erica says something that I think she thinks is really badass and clever, but it isn't. It's
what?
Just, that's not friendship. That's bullshit. It's like, that doesn't even rhyme. That's just, I don't know. It felt like, again, I'm having some trouble with Erica this season.
I know.
It's so weird. I just feel like she, I don't know, that felt so like, I'm going to say this really badass, clever thing because I'm badass and clever. And it was just like, ooh, that didn't.
Grossed you out.
A little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, Kyle does seem a little bit shocked that it went the way it went. I don't think she really thought that it would end their relationship.
I don't either. I really don't. I think that.
Yeah.
She could have steered it a certain way. I think that definitely.
No, she could have been like, hey, what's, you know.
Yeah.
Been more like, let's talk about this and listened more. And just more like.
Or kind of just come out and said, listen, I got to talk to you as your friend. I'm just telling you this thing that came out. Everyone thinks you're the one that leaked it.
Right.
And I don't know how to feel about that. You know, go in with a little less than, like, you know, maybe just sometimes you care more about your image than your friends. I don't think that that's going to get you anywhere, except out the door, which it did.
Door. Exactly.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye. And they're like, I hope the geese chase after her.
I know.
Okay, so let's go to Villa Rosa.
Yes. Ken is finger feeding Jiggy.
Oh, tea. Oh. Giving him licks of tea.
Oh, my God.
Licks of tea. There's several moments between Ken and Jiggy in this scene that are just like, wow.
Whoa, you really go all the way with that.
I know. So.
Did you notice Jiggy's little feet, by the way?
Yes.
They crack me up.
No.
It's like they shaved the rest of his little legs and left poofs on the end.
I know.
That dog.
I know. I really think, like, they're going to clone Jiggy or something.
Oh, they talked about it, but it's too expensive.
No, it's not. They will.
And when it comes down to it.
That's probably already like phase
in the works.
Three. No, we're looking at phase three, Jiggy.
Jiggy 3.0?
Yes.
Phase three, Jiggy. I kind of love it at the same time. I mean, any man who will finger feed fucking Tito a chihuahua is A-okay in my book.
All right, so Lisa enters. She brings up the fight. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's a little taken aback. She's like, I don't think I've ever lost it like that.
No, she was reeling a little bit.
Yeah, and Ken says it doesn't make sense. And Ken's opinion is that Kyle was after you.
Like, I mean, I can totally see,
why he thought that.
I see why he thought that, for sure.
this whole time, Jiggy's just hanging out on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. He doesn't look real comfortable. And he looks a little bored or spaced out because he's 3.0.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, maybe that's it.
I don't know how much you lose in, like, the brain cell area after the third cloning. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's nothing that maybe that's why they put little suits on him, because it's nothing but wires and
that's what I'm thinking.
And pipes in between.
Right.
Okay. Hello.
That's what I'm thinking.
One mystery solved.
So Stephen arrives to go over the kitchen redo details. I am wondering if she's getting a deal, because they mention, like, the company's names.
Shit, yeah, they're getting a deal if they mention the name.
Wow.
I mean, they're better.
I guess.
I mean, I know that I would gladly mention any doctor who would give us free Botox at any time. You can actually contact us at housewivesonhousewives@gmail.com. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure that... they're getting a deal.
No.
I mean, it's still like $1 billion, but...
I guess. But
yeah, Lisa mentions that it was her birthday, and she wanted to keep it small since her brother had just passed away. But her kids want to throw her a big party.
Yeah.
And this was a little strange to me. She goes, they've given this beautiful locket to her, and it has a picture of Ken and the kids and Nanny Kay.
Yes.
Now, Ken looks like it's the first time he's ever laid eyes on this thing.
Does he?
Yeah. Like, it's like she's been wearing it, so God knows, you know, she's had it.
Well, you saw how long it took her to open. Maybe she's been trying to open it for 3 days.
Oh, that's... Ken, the kids gave me this beautiful locket. I don't know what's in it.
Oh, look! It's you!
It is lovely. That is lovely. And then she does a little reflection back on the things that she's gone through with Kyle.
She's still holding a grudge about her not remembering Nanny Kay.
I can kind of see that, though. I mean, when they show the flashback, I would expect my really good friends to know the names of my friends and family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like, it's like you don't care enough about me at all to even take this in. You're just here for me.
Right.
And that's what it felt like with Kyle. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just here for your, like, whatever. You're really interested in my story at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not surprising to me for Kyle, because she's a narcissist, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Can we talk about Lisa's confessional look? I loved it.
I'm trying to think.
It's like this pink flower top. It's all pink, and it's like long sleeve, and it's sheer, so she has like a pink tank underneath it.
Oh, I'll have to look.
And then it comes up around, and there's like a jeweled collar around her neck. She looks amazing.
Oh, it doesn't sound like something I'd like, but I'll take a look.
Oh my gosh, I would wear it, and I love it.
Okay.
And she looks amazing. It was gorgeous.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
All right, keep an eye out. So we see the white cabinets they're getting. I'm wondering if that's the hardware they're using, because it doesn't look like their style.
It doesn't at all.
And I'm like wondering why she doesn't have rose gold in her house.
Dude.
She needs rose gold.
She needs rose gold.
Yeah.
I love the dark kitchen. Like, I would prefer that over the white, personally.
Yeah, I would like a white kitchen.
I know that the dogs approve.
Oh, really?
Well, because they showed it. She had a couple of dogs outside. And, you know.
Oh.
But I get that she kind of wants a new beginning, a little brightness in her life.
Yeah, I totally get it. So as Steven's leaving, Lisa's like seeing him out. Ken is having a moment with Jiggy.
What's wrong?
He like holds Jiggy up to his face. He's like nibbling on his ear or something. And he's just like, it's like a little like private moment that, and you're like, oh, did I just see that? It was so weird.
I love it.
Yes.
We forgot to say that Lisa said she'd like to take a sledgehammer to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right here where her fight happened with Kyle.
Yeah. She's like, it's got a negative vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whatever, Lisa. You were going to redo that kitchen.
Anyway. I mean, yeah.
All right. So Kyle and Mauricio meet for lunch.
It's date night.
They say it's date night, but it looks like lunchtime.
Yeah.
It was so funny because Kyle like responds to the waiter, and this is her voice. All right, thank you. I'm not
totally
kidding.
Totally was. It totally was. I know.
All right, thank you.
Like, she all of a sudden got that vocal fry thing.
Yeah.
It was weird. But I love, I do like this, that, like, after 25 years, their date nights are different.
Yeah.
And I, like, I totally appreciate that, because it's like, that's the lovely thing about a long marriage, is they start out, like, date nights in the beginning, or actual date nights, and they're fun, and woo, you're whooping it up, and then, you know, I just like that.
Whooping it up.
Oh, a shout out to my Miss Vicky Gumbelson.
I caught that.
But it's nice to, you know, have those stages of marriages. Yeah. Marriages. Stages of marriages. Yeah. So all the marriages, all the stages of those. Yeah.
And I know you love the pasta and the Willa cheese that the waiter brought out.
God damn it, Becky. If I don't get me one of those.
I know. I know.
I'm counting on you.
And truffles on top.
Well, I could do without the $3,000 a pound truffles. I mean, I want them.
Well, the thing is through that whole truffle that he had is like a minuscule of a pound.
Yeah. Well, they're shaved too. Yeah. Right. And truffles are strong.
Well, and they're so, like, light.
Yeah.
It's like, weighs nothing. You'd probably get 8 million truffles in a pound.
8 million? So let's see. 8 million at 3,000. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I, when you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw that, I was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, totally. All right, so Kyle says, I woke up today thinking a few weeks ago, everything felt so different. It's weird. It's like there's a shift in energy. I'm just like, what is she talking about?
Kyle. Okay.
And Mauricio's like, you can't have everything perfect all the time. It just doesn't work like that.
He's having to tell this 40-plus-year-old woman, honey, you know, nothing is perfect all the time.
You know what I think it is? I think she's having, like, anxiety or something, and she just doesn't know what to call it.
Oh, maybe.
Like, her third daughter's moved out. She's having this big fight with a good friend. Like,
she just doesn't know how to, like.
Yeah, she's like.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I mean, that would cause some anxiety. I could totally see it.
Yeah. All right, so she. You know, and she mentions something Lisa says, and she's like, oh, yeah, speaking of Lisa, haven't, you know, spoken to her.
Yeah. And Mauricio, you know, like, it's sad. We've had so many experiences with them. They're such good friends. And Kyle says this is the best segue in history. Kyle says she's had her issues in the past, but she still loves her. Back to Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be loved like that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my. Yes.
And then she makes a really good point. She wouldn't love someone. She wouldn't love someone who's like that.
Preys on the weak, is manipulative, is a liar. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. She's like, I would detest them, actually. Yeah, frankly. So, yeah.
And Mauricio's surprised at how Ken spoke to Kyle.
Yeah, he's like, I'm shocked. It's totally unacceptable. And then we cut back to Lisa and Ken. And Lisa says, I think you were a bit strong with Kyle the other day. And he's like, I must admit I was a bit strong. But when she starts picking on you like that, I just saw red. So it's not like he, you know, it was a little bit like, whoa, back off a little, dude. But
I think it was a combination.
I think everyone saw that. But
yeah.
Then it's not like he really did anything that.
I don't think anyone feels like he went off the rails.
No.
I think that probably he doesn't say a lot anyway. So when he does, my husband's like this. Like, I've seen him get mad like maybe twice ever in my life. And when he gets pissed because he doesn't say anything most of the time, it's a little more intimidating.
Right.
I think so. It's that. It's startling behavior for someone who's not used to that. Also, coupled with you insulted his wife in your home.
Yeah.
So
no,
you know.
I know. No, I get it, but I think everybody also noticed. Like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Gonna have to keep that in check.
Ken, Jiggy, help Ken out.
Right.
So Kyle says she's sad. Vanderpump is hurt. She says she's not going to stand there and say what a bitch she was.
Oh, yeah.
They've said it.
Oh, I just said it. All right. So let's go to Dorit's house.
Oh, I have a new name for her.
What?
Doridiot.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, my God. She and PK's assistant.
Oh, my God. It's not a nutritionist.
No, it's his, like, assistant, like, who writes notes down. They're trying to make a smoothie.
If you were trying to make a healthy thing, Would you start with like almond milk and a bunch of fruit?
No, I would like begin with avocado toast. That's easy. Toast a piece of bread, split open an avocado, spread it on.
Yeah.
Instead of if you clearly have no idea how to run small electronics appliances in your home, don't go straight for the blender.
I know, right? It just killed me because Dorit says, tell me what you want to put in the smoothie. And the assistant says, banana, almond milk, maybe some chia seeds, strawberries, like the most basic things you could ever think to put in a smoothie.
Yeah.
And this is Dorit's just response. Sadie, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like, what did you think she just came up with?
She didn't just like bring in a bunch of scientific newfound foods from the rainforest.
No, and these are not the healthiest choices. Like if you're going to make something, like put some spinach or kale in it.
Right?
You know?
Right? Like, hey, here's a burger. Here's a salad. The salad's healthier for you. Oh my God, I never thought of that. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
So they're doing this because apparently PK has diabetes.
Yes, and he cannot wrap his head around the fact that it's a very serious illness. And this is where we see the montage of PK eating and drinking.
Which, listen, who? Nobody. First, we got to see the fucker brushing his teeth. Now we got to see him, like, hogging shit down like it's his last meal on earth.
Yeah.
And then I love this. Dorit proceeds to, like, recite the first breakfast that she had with him.
Right.
And she says all this stuff. It's like a bunch of really fattening food. And a side of Coca-Cola. A side of Coca-Cola. Oh, my God.
Like he poured it on the food.
Yeah, or like it came in a dish, you know, like.
Lapped it up like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog. Like, I think that's, again, part of her trying to put on this persona that she's just not and getting it wrong on every level.
Oh,
and
my
a
gosh.
Side of, who in the world has ever called it, y'all have, grilled cheese. Okay, would you like anything to drink? Y'all have a side of Coca-Cola. And who says Coca-Cola? Like the whole name.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I would, because I would want someone to know, not Pepsi.
Well, that's true, but, and out here, Coke is like everything called, you know.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, but in California, no, you order Coke. It's fucking Coke.
Okay. Yeah. No, you order Coke somewhere here, and they're like, is Pepsi okay? And I was like, hell no, it's not.
No, it's so not.
No, it's not.
But I mean, it's like saying, yeah, I'll have a Mountain Dew made by the Pepsi Cola Company. And oh, I just hate her. She's such a moron.
Yeah, and I also noticed in this scene that Dorit and Sadie have the exact same hairdo. Their hair is slicked back into a bun right behind their head. It's the exact same hairdo.
Really?
And they're pretty much dressed alike, too. Except Sadie's got the poor version of Dorit's outfit.
Well, Dorit's not going to let her wear anything more expensive.
I know, right?
Anyway, the two stupids can't work a blender. That's what we do
no,
know.
No, they cannot. And they can't make a tasty smoothie, even though...
Oh, I love it! I mean, they throw in all this other stuff, too. Like, you know, there's...
Who knows what they've done?
And then Dorit's like... If I'm not going to eat it. It's like, it's a smell. Jesus Christ. Go buy. They have ready made. Yeah. You know what? Go to Jamba Juice. You can afford it. Why are you at home, like cutting your fingers off in a blender, putting all these exotic, you know, foods like bananas.
And you obviously don't know what you're doing.
Oh, she's such a moron.
Oh my gosh. Who can't make a smoothie?
Okay. Doridiot.
Doridiot. Okay. Let's go to the flying yoga. Rena, Erica, Denise meet up. I don't know if you noticed, but Rena had on a skull head wrap.
Oh, I did.
And, the thing that was interesting, is that something she sells? Because later we see Teddy with a skull.
Oh, my God, I've mentioned that. Yeah, I think I have that in my thing.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah.
But let's first talk about this upside-down yoga.
Okay.
Would you do this?
Yes.
Oh, in a heartbeat, right?
I have done a lot of yoga, and before, one of the yoga studios I used to practice at had, like, things to hang in. It was different than this, but sometimes you hang in positions, and it's the best feel. Like, takes all the pressure off your vertebrae and extends you. Like, you can actually get taller.
Yeah, it's like those, like, bars. Stretches those, you out. Whatever, yeah. Those bars where you put in the doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to stretch. Like I would be all over that.
We got to find one because I will do that. And I do, I would totally do that. I am going to give this little caveat. I'm not going to, when the instructor says, it's fun before it's not fun or whatever she says. What does she say?
I don't know.
Fun before it gets hard.
Oh.
And I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to stop at fun. Once that shit gets hard, I'm just going to be hanging there. So you know, it will never get hard for me.
Exactly. Can we also talk about Rena's confessional look?
Oh, she looks like a lunatic.
No, I loved it.
Oh my God.
The pink sequin top, it's like long sleeve and her hair's like, it's like all pushed back, like it's pulled back. The bangs are kind of up high.
I love that we never agree on this. Here's my notes.
With her
Rena
top.
Looks like a lunatic in her confessional. I hate the hair. I hate the dress. I hate the makeup.
I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We could never. I love that kind of monochromatic. And I love her hairstyle in that. Because I don't love her, like, hairstyle.
Anyway, like a regular.
Yeah, but this way. And, you know, she's such a, like, proportional, like, face.
Right. And it's symmetric.
Symmetrical. That's what I was looking for. Not proportional. And it just looks good with her hair back.
We'll never agree on these looks, I swear.
I know.
But I am a little concerned that this yoga is fucking up her Botox.
It totally would. If she had just gotten it done, you're not supposed to lay down the first
because it'll settle, right?
It'll move. For sure. I mean, I don't know if 24 hours later is bad, but yeah.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then, so when they're done, when they get done, they're all sitting around, like, just chatting.
They always do that.
But what the fuck? Do they pay an extra hour?
They always do that. They like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, set up. Like, whatever someone's doing, whenever they're doing something, they take a seat and, like, have conversations for more.
I hope they're paying that establishment for the 2 hours.
Well, they're also, like, advertising for them. It's fine. That establishment's fine.
Becky, I need to know that the establishment is fine.
Well, and it's not like they just took an hour class. They brought in a whole film crew.
Oh, that's true. They have to pay for filming.
Yeah. Okay. It's
I feel
fine.
Better. I feel totally fine.
They catch up, and Rena wasn't there when they had met for drinks the other night.
Right.
So they were filling her in on Kyle going over to LVP's house. You know, it didn't go well. Ken got involved. They threw her out of the house. And Rena's like, seriously, like, oh my gosh, Kyle must be devastated. Like, she's seen these rifts with these two friends, like, but they always come back together. And she's a little surprised, I think.
She actually calls it a whole nother level.
Whole nother level.
So that's sad. Anyway, I want to have a dinner to celebrate
Denise. Right? Let's celebrate you.
Which is weird, I think.
Why? Well, this is why. They need a reason to get together.
Yeah.
But also, she only had 2 days to plan the wedding. Like, it was so quick. And had she spent 6 months planning her wedding, they would have had a shower for her.
I mean, but it's not a shower. It's just like a celebration.
Well, I know. But why not?
Because they had one. It's called the wedding.
Whatever.
All right. Erica can't make it because she'll be rehearsing for her tour.
Yeah, she will. All right, let's go to Denise and Aaron's house. Okay. Aaron is putting up cameras.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was, like, why didn't they hire someone to do this?
Well, he looks handy.
I guess.
You know? I mean, I guess if you were high-level wanting security, you would have someone coming in, like, here's your angles, here's where this hits there.
Yeah, you would think that they would have that anyway, being on the beach.
You would.
I don't know how gated it is,
but
it just looked very kind of like...
Very open.
Yeah.
But it's not so much for the outsiders as it is the insiders, too.
I know. So, they've got this camera showing the living room and so that they can see people entering and exiting.
Dollars to donuts. If those kids want to get out, they will fucking... what's that Tom Cruise movie where he falls from the thing? Mission Impossible, that shit. They'll find a way.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I know. My daughter saw this. She's like, Mom, did you ever sneak out?
Oh, did you tell the truth?
Yeah, I told the truth. Well, I didn't really sneak out.
Oh.
I wasn't like...
I just assumed everyone did.
Really?
Oh, God, I used to do it all the time.
I just never did. I was like, well, you know, my parents, actually, if I wanted to go somewhere, like, they would let me go. And she was like, well, so are you going to let me go to the mall or whatever? And I was like, honey, this is the middle of the night. Where do you need to go in the middle of the night?
To the mall.
I know. I was just like...
I actually literally did that stupid old trick where you put the pillows in to make
it look like you
got caught.
Did you sneak out a lot? You just got caught once?
I just got caught once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you go? To someone's house?
Yeah, like a party. My dad was very strict, so my curfew was like really early.
Yeah.
And, you know, that didn't fly with me.
Would you sneak out and come back, I guess?
Oh,
hours later?
I mean, yeah. I would just I'd go out my bedroom window and back in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Easy breezy.
Yeah, yeah. I know... Yeah, I know. I know it's probably more common. I just wasn't.
I mean,
really,
my household was very dysfunctional. Like, you know, so that's probably one of the reasons.
Oh, there were siblings in my house that snuck out like regularly. Yeah, it was just me that did.
I guess, you know, I was always on the verge of being a bad kid, so it's going to happen.
Well, and I think it's pretty normal, and that's what Denise says. She's like, listen, I did it. She's getting into high school. There's new school, new boys. That's when they start sneaking out.
I totally have if I can be at all be a motherly feeling affinity, it's towards Denise because she is.
I know. She's like, I know my kid's going to sneak out, so I'm putting up cameras so I can catch her.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I would do the same thing. And the fair point, at least they know about it. It's not like they're secretly taping.
I know. Well, yeah, that's what she said. She's so mad about this, but at least we're honest.
Yeah.
Like, we could have hidden these cameras.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's weird, like, hidden cameras in a house.
Oh, that's creepy.
So weird.
I mean, I would totally do a nanny cam. Like with the eyeball of a teddy bear.
Oh, you would.
You know? Well, yeah. It was, my kids were like under
five. They were babies.
Yeah.
Like little, too little to.
Yeah. You never know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess so. My kids weren't really in that situation.
I mean, if not living in with family members, yeah.
Right.
I'd be like, who the hell are you? I don't know. Anyway, how lovely does this outdoor.
I mean, their house is like a vacation. They're just like, let's go sit out on the porch and grill. And I'm just like, you're staring at a beach. I'm not even a beach person, but I'm like, this looks like a vacation.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Their daily lives are a vacation.
A vacation. And I'm telling you, grilling, when you live on the beach like that,
yeah,
it's so nice because you can actually eat outdoors.
You talk as if you know.
Well, I have in-laws that lived right on the beach. It's nice because you can be outdoors and eat,
mm-hmm.
and it might be a little windy, but there are no bugs. The wind, like, blows the bugs away, and it's just nice.
That is so nice.
But they look like it's...
Yeah. This is where Denise is like, I'm glad I went the other night, and Aaron, the only male, is like, me too. I had fun. but Aaron feels really bad for Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, the way it's told, of course, you know, like, he's only hearing one side. Denise wonders if she should reach out to LVP.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know.
And he, you know, she's like, she gets advice from Aaron, and Aaron's like, look, she's going to reach out to you at some point. And so, you know, just wait for the opportunity to present itself and then speak your truth.
Yeah, he gives good advice.
Yeah, he does. But she also is like, you know, she's really sweet to me. She's been really sweet to Eloise, but she plays dirty.
Well, she said, she goes, if she did this, she plays dirty.
Right.
So she kind of says, I watched that carefully because I was like, is she just coming out saying she plays dirty?
I know.
She
doesn't know. It was weird the way it happened.
She kind of threw the, like she says, she plays dirty. If she did this, she plays dirty.
Right.
So I think that she was saying, if this all comes to fruition that she actually did.
No, I know.
But she was giving her, you know, little pass.
Yes.
All right, we're back at, Dorita Beatty's.
you're changing it again? they're all dressed alike, the whole family. It's just weird.
I don't want to see more of PK.
I know, they take his sugar, which it's like really high.
Yeah, he's like ready to go into a diabetic coma.
Yeah, yeah. And she says, it's virtually impossible to get my husband to eat vegetables. His mother does not eat vegetables. Now I have to try to undo his lifestyle for a healthier lifestyle. This is the thing about people. You can't, when they have something serious like this, like an addict or someone who, you know, has to do a major lifestyle change where they don't really want to, you can't force it on someone.
No.
You really can't. Like, she's like a hamster in a, she's a hamster in a hamster wheel. Did I say that?
That sounds right.
I was going to say a hamster in a rat wheel, and I was like, well.
Rat in a hamster wheel, hamster in a rat wheel. Hamster.
Oh, you do interchange them like that?
Oh, I don't know. I never use that phrase.
Anyway. But yeah, she's just spinning her wheels, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to cause unhealth for her. Like, the stress and stuff. It's like, you can't, like, the minute you're, like, out of the room, he's going to eat whatever the hell he wants.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a Sisyphusian type
What?
Situation. Where Sisyphus, in Greek mythology, rolled that boulder up the hill, only to have it roll back down. That was his lot in life.
Yeah.
So that's her. She's going to roll the boulder up the hill.
Oh, my God.
She's going to roll back down. Yeah. Gonna roll it. Hopefully, one day it'll roll over her, and we won't have to see her.
Oh my God, Raquel.
I'm sorry, but even his own daughter is like, no, I don't care. I'm busy playing with my toys here.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
She's hip to his bullshit.
I know. But anyway, so they sit down for lunch, and they talk about Lisa Vanderpump, and they're just shocked that they've had no communication with her. They weren't invited to her birthday party,
right?
Dorit had sent a text wishing her happy birthday and got no response. And she's like, I didn't know we had this falling out. Like, I don't understand why. Like, I thought we were okay. And she says in her confessional, she's like, I'm the one who should be upset here. I haven't done anything wrong. Lisa should be calling me. It's like, wait, do you know that Lisa's done something wrong? You're the one that gave the dog away.
Let's go back to that dog that you get. I mean,
I know you again, signed a contract saying that if you didn't want the dog, you bring the dog back.
And
no,
you didn't do it second time in a row.
Right. So are you sure you're not the one that's done something wrong? All right.
They're the worst. They go through this creepy, unappetizing dinner and talk about his blood sugar results and moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. All right. Lisa and Teddy are the first to arrive at the get together for Denise.
Right.
This is where she has that skull scarf on.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I feel weird.
The same episode. Two ladies.
I feel like, oh, I didn't mention it.
Okay.
So Teddy talks about how she can't kick her kid out of the bed and who cares.
Yeah.
But she's clearly been drinking the What's Hot to Drink blog because she orders an, how do you say it?
What
Aperol?
Is it? Yeah.
Spritz. Yeah.
Is it's that like, hot to drink?
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like you know, she's like looking up like, what? I can't just order a beer or like a spritzer. Right? I have to make it sound like worldly. Like, look, I'm here with my skull shirt and my fancy Italian aperitifs. Look at me.
I have some of that up there.
You do?
Yeah. Let's make a, when we take a break, we're going to make a spritz.
Okay. That sounds lovely.
All right. We'll be fancy like Teddy.
Oh my God. Let me get my skulls on.
Mm-hmm. All right. So.
I kind of love that Denise. This is her for her.
This, what?
The whole, Denise is late.
She's the last one to arrive.
Her own thing.
I know. Because she's the only one that LVP invited to her birthday thing.
Right.
Which is kind of wild.
Right.
Kyle calls Denise on her way to LVP's. And she's just like, oh, yeah, I never heard back. I wish her happy birthday. Maybe you can bridge a gap for us. And it's just kind of weird how Denise, that no one really knows, is the one that's going. It's just wild.
It's a little strange. I don't know that Kyle should have asked her to try to intercede on her behalf.
Sure.
Because poor Denise is just like, I don't know, you from Adam.
But Denise is smart. She's like, I'm not going to confront her. I'm just going to listen.
Yeah.
Like, show concern. She'll bring it up, but she's just going to be like, what's going on?
I think so smart. Yeah. She doesn't want to start shit. Yeah. She doesn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Teddy asks Rinna if she has talked to Vanderpump.
Yeah. And she has, because she tweeted a cupcake with pills on them for her birthday. That's her shtick.
Okay. There's a couple things I don't understand about this.
Yeah.
First of all, why I wouldn't send you a birthday message on Twitter. Or like, if you're going to do that, I would text you.
Oh, right, right.
And if it was your birthday, I would at least have cupcakes that reflected something you're known for.
Right.
Not me.
Totally, totally. Well, yeah, I mean...
And thirdly, I think that they went a little far. I don't think that Rinna had intentions of...
Oh, no.
Saying that.
No, no, no.
In regard to...
Absolutely not. I mean, she said her sister died of a drug overdose. That's not what she was joking about. And, you know, the thing about putting that meme up or whatever that she did, it's not like she may have also texted and said, happy birthday.
Oh, that's true.
She may have sent some flowers or some real cupcakes or whatever. Who knows what she did? It's just like, in addition, she's like, oh, I'm going to send, you know.
I don't know. It's like it's taking a heartfelt thing like happy birthday and making it about you.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
That's very Rinna.
No, but they also kind of, you know, Rinna says she's very sensitive right now and understandably so. I understand it. It's a difficult thing what she's going through.
Sure.
So, you know.
I don't know that Rinna, she says that she didn't know how Lisa Vanderpump's brother had died. I don't believe that.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Why don't you believe it?
Because it would have gotten around. Once they find it, you know, how long has he been gone? 3 months at this point, at least?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, there's no way a group of girlfriends, oh, did you hear about, what's your first question?
Yeah, I get it.
Did you hear about
what
so-and-so?
Happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Do you do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That being said, I still don't think that Rinna, that was any bad intention on her
part. Well, and she knew it was suicide, but she may not have known he overdosed on pills. Maybe she thought that's how you overdose, isn't it? I was thinking maybe he used another method to overdose. Like, what else is there?
He overdosed on gunshot bullets?
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's move on. LVP and Ken are in the car on the way to the party. And Ken says, one thing I decided was not to invite anyone who might make you cry and upset your birthday.
That's sweet.
Well, it is sweet, but my reaction is the same as Vanderpump's. It's a sad situation that you even have to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's just like, okay, like, that wouldn't occur to my husband. Like, you know, I'm just not going to invite someone who's going to make her cry. I don't have any friends that he would possibly invite to my birthday that would make me cry.
Like, oh, my God. Every time we go anywhere, Dave is just like, honey, we're going to have a good time tonight. I didn't ask any of the people that hate you to be there. I'm like, ooh, good thing.
Oh, my gosh. So back to the little girls get together. The other ladies arrive to join Rinna and Teddy. Mm-hmm. Everyone is in black. Like, even Camille. It's kind of shocking.
Okay, let's talk about these looks.
Dorit.
Okay, what is with that stupid little side-to-side dance thing she's been doing all season?
Isn't that crazy? It's like, watch me prance.
I know. It's like a five-year-old.
I know. I don't like it. Rinna's reaction to this, like, cracks me up. It's like boobs. And those are good boobs. I mean, come on. Those boobs look good. Yeah. It's like boobs. Boobs.
Have you not seen them before? Like,
not, I mean, but the thing
they were pretty out there.
They
were pretty out there.
They were. It was just like, dang, I could not walk out like that and be comfortable.
Oh my God. No, because you
there's
don't.
There's no way.
Well, there's, you know, we're not that type of women that kind of wants that attention.
No.
I mean, you know.
Can you imagine walking through a room full of men in that outfit? I'd be like, oh my God, don't look at me, don't look at me.
I know, and I've never, even when I was young and hot and all that stuff, I kind of, because it's not like that anymore.
Oh, whatever.
But no, I was almost like anxietal about how, I think that's why I was overdressed and, you know, wore
some
black.
Some people are like that, just real modest.
It was, and I'm not a particularly modest person as far as like being naked or anything, but I do not like attention from people for that reason. I like it if I hear afterwards you go, she's really funny, she's really smart.
Right.
I love that attention. Give it to me. But I don't want, you know, it makes me anxietal. Like, I get uncomfortable
thinking
about
it. No, I don't like it either. I don't like it.
Well, at least she's not dressed as badly as Camille. What the fuck was she wearing?
Oh, I thought she looked...
Of course she did.
Well, I would never wear it. I would never pick it out, but it looked very Camille, and she didn't look bad.
She
didn't gross me out.
I don't know. It didn't... I don't know. It looked like little PJs, summer PJs.
No, it did look PJ-y.
Anyway.
But Dorit kills me. When Camille joins, Dorit goes to Camille when she goes to greet her. Mm-hmm. No one stood up for me, by the way. It's quite all right. It's like, why do you got to make Camille feel bad?
Oh, my God.
Like, really? Why does it have to be about you, Dorit? Like, people are happy you're there. They had fallen back because your boobs, like, smacked them in the face. What do you expect? Like, seriously. I was just like, get over yourself, Dorit.
I mean, yeah, she's
like,
not.
Like, why do people need to stand? Why did you even notice that? Like, that.
Because she's one of those people that it's like, I avoid these people because, like, yeah. We don't like the same things. And all that means is that you like yourself and I don't want to hear about you for the rest of the day. Like, that's all. We're not going to have a conversation. That's Dorit.
Yeah, no,
it's totally. All about me.
All right, so Denise is still waiting at TomTom, awkwardly.
You know, now here's what I didn't know. Did they have a time set for her to go and meet?
Probably. Lisa was like, yeah, I'll have a drink with you before we sit down to dinner. Like, this is what time it starts.
Okay.
So it's probably like, this is what time it starts. Come by for a drink. And then we'll have dinner an hour later.
So she was really late.
Yeah, like, it was like a cocktail hour first. Okay. And she, like, Vanderpump was late.
I don't like that. You know how I feel about that.
I know, but it's her birthday. And does Denise really have room to talk? Because she was over an hour late for her wedding.
That's true.
Right. But it's so funny.
That like, random guy.
Yeah, she's like so thankful this stranger's willing to talk to her. I mean, it's like the most awkward. Yeah, it's really lovely. I love it. I love it. It's my third time here. You know, it's just like the most awkward, like.
I love, this like, is why I really love Denise. Better? Because she is like.
She's so gracious.
She's so gracious. Yeah. And I totally feel her because if I were in that situation, yeah. I could not be mean to somebody who's just like, no. As much as like, I don't want to talk to you. This is horrible. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, right. You know, yeah. I just have totally felt for her. I love, yeah.
So funny.
It cracked me up.
So back at the group of ladies, they want to get some appetizers.
Okay.
This is what Camille says.
Wait, no.
Okay.
I know. I just got to say, this has got to be a server's worst nightmare.
Right?
Yes, and I wrote that down.
Yeah, because you don't know how much, which ones.
Well, what did Camille ask for?
Camille said, can you just bring a bunch of fun stuff for us to nibble on?
And then
what Rinna does that mean?
And Rinna follows up with, yeah, just bring some nibbles.
Yeah.
So here's the server who has to work for a living. You know, doing her job, having to wait on you,
right?
Horrible people,
right?
And this is her instruction that she could that you'll probably complain about
right.
later.
Right.
Bring us some fun stuff and some nibbles.
Yeah, a bunch of nibbles.
Oh my God!
It's like how much? And she probably would choose how many? Do you choose three appetizers?
Do you choose two of each of the three? Like, yeah, how many of these?
I know. And then it's like, oh, you brought too much food. Oh, you didn't bring enough food. Yeah. I don't like that. It's like, whatever. There's no winning.
It's just horrible. Yeah. That is when you're so out of touch with, like, reality mm-hmm. and the rest of the poor plebeians that share this world yep. with you. You know, that shit just gets me in the worst way.
Yep, totally. All right. Camille's wedding comes up. Because the guest of honor is not there. So let's talk about someone else's wedding.
Sure, Camille.
Camille says something. I guess we hear that it's going to be a destination
yes.
wedding, first
uh-huh.
off.
Right.
And Camille says something like, yeah, all you are coming. You uh-huh. know, she's sitting right next to Dorit. Uh-huh. And Rinna in her confessionals, like, I don't think I invited anyone to my wedding who makes the back of my hair stand up.
Now, I don't usually like, agree with Rinna, but I totally do
yeah,
in this situation.
It's like, hey, let's invite that person.
I know.
Who gets my goat. Let's invite her to my destination wedding.
See,
who does that?
It's the opposite of Ken.
Yeah.
In the car with Lisa going, oh, don't worry, love. There's no one here that you're going to hate.
Right.
Meanwhile, Camille's like, we're going to bring all these people that can't stand far away and make us stay on like a resort together
right.
for a long time.
Right, right. No, it's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
So, yeah, it's funny.
They move on and they mention that Denise is late because she's meeting
yes.
Vanderpump for
and
a drink
Dorit
first.
Dorit is like, oh, I can't believe. Denise was invited and I was not.
I know. You know why she probably wasn't invited? Yeah. Because she was afraid she'd show up in a fishnet body stocking with a bandeau top. What the hell was that?
It was like the little sensor, the black line sensor. Like on TV, if there's like a nude body, the little black. That's what it looked like.
It was soft porn.
And for some reason, she like censored her head because she had that bandeau thing around her hairline. It's so like,
what was there, like a big vagina at the top of her forehead? They had to bandeau, they had to black out.
Yes. I know, it was so bad. And it was like, Camille, only someone in their early 20s should dress like that.
Not, and even
someone
then,
in their 40s.
Like, not on camera. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
It just was like, what do you...
Yeah,
this girl's,
it's like,
delusional.
She's sitting in a nice living room. It's like, this is seriously like a beach look or...
Well, and all
a
I'm
party,
picturing, like, you've worn fishnets before, right? You sit
stockings?
Down. Yeah, stockings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, that makes imprints on you after a while.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just, she probably took that off and looked like a giant waffle. That's what I'm picturing.
Oh, my God. Get a little syrup.
Yeah.
That's
nope,
all
that's
PK
gonna send
needs.
PK. She's trying to kill him.
She is. That's why she's wearing it. She wants him thinking about waffles and syrup. Oh my God.
A second,
oh my God.
Mystery solved this episode.
Oh my God.
Oh,
and
it's killing me.
My daughter noticed her earrings say Chanel.
Oh, Jesus.
She had these earrings on and it was like vertical, and one ear said CHA and the other said N. How do you spell Chanel? NEL.
Oh my God.
It was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
She's an idiot.
Yep, yep.
All right. Well, anyway, Lisa and Ken finally show up.
Lisa and Ken and Jiggy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, Jiggy.
I almost feel like Jiggy is more Ken's dog than Lisa's.
Why? Because they're surgically attached to each other? Of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're like weird Siamese twins. I know that's not right to say anymore, but I just did anyway.
What's not right? Is it politically
Siamese
incorrect
twins.
To say Siamese?
You used to say Siamese twins because there were these twins from Siam, I think.
Oh.
That were the first conjoined twins. That's why it was called Siamese twins. Oh. Write me if I'm wrong. I probably am. But I think that's what happened. And then that became politically incorrect, and so they changed it to conjoined twins.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it's something else. I don't know what it is now, but I have a feeling it's changed.
So together twins?
Yeah. Yeah. human centipedes, I think they call them now.
Oh, my God.
You know, because it's more politically correct.
Oh, we're laughing about the wrong things today.
I know, we're going to hell. All right. It's been a long, like I said, it's been a long weekend.
So Denise greets Lisa, and she's like, hello, darling. I came to drop a gift off for your birthday. Let's have lunch next week because you're an hour late.
Yeah.
I have another dinner to get to that you forgot about.
Yeah.
It
gets a little awkward when Denise kind of brings up the issue.
Yeah, she does. She's like, yeah. I hate that there's, you know, I feel bad that there's so much discord. And Lisa's like, you know what? I'm devastated. She's like, but let's not, you don't need to be involved. Like, you know, we'll get together later.
I love that she said that and handled
yeah,
it that way.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the time. This is not the place. You're not the person.
Right.
And just shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what sets LVP apart. In my opinion.
Oh. Are you team LVP?
I'm not. I'm like, you
yeah.
know.
She's team LVP.
I might be. Like, if it were, I would probably sit in her section of the stadium if, she, you know.
Yeah. All
I
right.
had to choose.
I'm
going to
get you a shirt. Team LVP.
Oh, my God. Listen, if you don't want to end up in a fishnet body stocking, you better stop that right now.
In front of PK. Holding syrup.
Oh my God. I don't know what image is worse.
Oh gosh.
All right.
All right. So Denise arrives to meet the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
They first are kind and ask about how's married life, but
oh.
then they're like, now let's get to the
real stuff.
Oh my God.
Stuff. It's so like Kyle runs down this list that she has to ask because it would
know,
be rude otherwise.
Right.
And then it's just like, okay, Jay, Mary's like, good. So I don't give two fucks. Anyway, tell me something about Lisa.
What did Lisa say?
Yeah, what did Lisa say?
Did she hate us?
Yeah.
Did you work it out for us?
Did she talk about me? Did she mention me? Did she talk about me?
Yeah. Denise doesn't really say much because she doesn't really know much.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's happy that her friends and family are there, which didn't include any of you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to get together for lunch. You know, there's not really much to say.
Dorit, again, in her infinite wisdom, is like, I don't know why Vanderpump is upset.
I know. Well, and Kyle chimes in and says, you guys were all talking to her until I went to her house. And once I did, everyone just got cut off.
Okay, did we all lose our minds here? Does anyone remember Camille's birthday party where Teddy, like, she wasn't fine. They weren't all
Camille's
fine.
Camille's birthday party. Remember? No, I don't.
With the stupid name drinks.
Right. But then the wedding happened and they were fine. But I guess Lisa was just being, like, civil.
So what are these women, like, goldfish? They swim to one side and forget that they did and turn around?
I guess. Yeah. But Dorit says, look, when she's ready, I think she says this in her confessional.
Yeah.
She'll talk to you when she's ready and when she feels like you've been punished enough.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you need to be punished, Dorit, take your punishment.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kyle brings up that she's planned Camille's shower. Did I skip something? Did you write?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because this is how Kelsey comes up.
Oh. Wait a minute. Well, first I have...
I probably didn't write anything about Lisa's party. It kind of bored
me. I know. It was a small little thing. Her children come up and I do like this. Max and, Pandora. Yeah. And they're very sweet. And I liked it that her son was like, you know, are you okay, Mom?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a sweet little moment.
Well, you say that. My husband saw that part and he was like, I think Max is the one who planted the story.
Of course.
Did you see how robotic he was? Are you all right, Mom? Good.
Well, he's always been like that.
You know, everyone has a different opinion. That's what's so hard about this. Everyone has a different opinion on who liked
the story. It's like Murder on the Orient Express.
Exactly.
But there is one more thing about the party.
Mm-hmm.
Ken and Jiggy weren't in exact matching suits. One was pink and one was purple.
Oh, my God. Did Jiggy throw up on his suit right before they left?
He might have.
I bet they changed him in the car.
It was startling.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Get that out.
So, Kyle, you know, Camille mentions, yeah, my shower's coming up. And mm-hmm. Kyle's like, oh, my gosh. I planned Camille's shower, not knowing it was the same place that her and Kelsey got married, which is pretty hilarious. Like,
that
it's kind of ironic,
yeah.
You know? And Camille's like, ah, that's like ancient history. I don't even remember, like, being in bed with the man. For God's sakes. I mean, it's been that long. Not that it was ever that hot and heavy. And it's just like, oh, God. Like, really, Camille? Like,
it's...
I mean, and I think she probably regrets, like, that kind of talk. You know, she kind of, like, lost control for a moment.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was...
Because we see her go off the rails a bit.
Yeah, she goes off the rails. I think it was the alcohol. She's starting to spill tea that she shouldn't, you know what I mean? And and then she moves on to manscaping.
Yes.
Which she calls, what she had a weird name for, male grooming.
What? Is that a weird name?
Well, I just thought it was manscaping.
I mean... I would know what she means if she said male grooming.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what grooming is. Like, you get your dog groomed.
You get your male groomed.
Beard groomed. Yeah. No.
And then.
That's not weird to me.
Okay. Well, here's where I've finally had it. They move on to ask Dorit about PK.
Oh.
Okay. Teeth? Illness? Eating habits? I don't need to know anything more about PK at all. It's disgusting.
And her response is something like, oh, yeah, he's totally, like, clean. And you're just, like, seeing this wildebeest, like, image. It's just like, no, no. Like, she's being sarcastic. Like, I don't even. She's like, wait, PK, let me get my blindfold.
Yeah, yeah. I totally would have married you even if you had been a plumber.
All right. So Camille says, she keeps going. She's like, I'm an ex-dental assistant. It's hard for me because I'm an ex-dental assistant. So she likes well-groomed. I went to the dentist like last week, I think, for a cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And like they always tell me, oh, you have nice teeth or whatever. I cannot imagine. Getting in anyone's mouth, even people with clean, fresh breath and nice teeth.
Okay.
Much less like some
gnarly
problem teeth.
Well, you have to admit that you're very sensitive when it comes to the issue of teeth.
I do have a teeth issue.
You have a teeth thing.
I do.
And it's way beyond people. I'm not talking about, like, I'm afraid of the dentist or...
No.
It's just the idea of teeth.
Yeah, teeth bother me. I want perfect teeth. And as you get older, your teeth kind of fail you.
Oh, yeah. They go to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. And you know what else bothers me about teeth is, like, I'll take my kids to the dentist and I'm like, let me show you the x-rays. And I'm like, no, I can't look at the x-rays.
Yeah, you have a total... Yeah.
It's like, no. Don't show me that. I'll pass out.
You really are. I mean, and we have, like, at my house, there's a little, that little
Raquel,
dish.
Raquel, should you be telling
No,
that?
Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just a little dish of teeth. It doesn't mean, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing big.
It's the dog's teeth, right?
There's some of Dave's when he had, like, a root canal.
Oh my God, Raquel.
I know. It's creepy.
It's like on their, and on a table in their entry.
We are,
and this is why this podcast works, people.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Two opposites.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. Becky hates teeth. We keep them in a jar for decoration as you enter the home. Whatever. Teach his own.
I know, right? So she brings up teeth.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm funny about teeth. I get it. I'm funny about teeth, too.
You really are,
and
yeah.
I could tell you whose teeth I have an issue with, but I'm not going to do that, Camille. I'm not going to talk about people's teeth that I have an issue with.
No, it's rude.
It's rude. But she goes on to say, before Lisa Vanderpump got her teeth redone, I had an issue with them. I had such an issue with her gums. It was like, honey, you need new caps. Your gum line is receding. Denise is over there like eating or something. I didn't know she had her teeth done.
That was the best line because she made it sound like, you know, I didn't know if she had her boobs done. I didn't know she had her eyes done. I didn't know she had her teeth done. It was so, like, I didn't either. Like, who would have thought that?
What? She had her teeth done? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she is going to live to regret those words.
Well, and I saw on, like, she's already publicly apologized and for this, like, in the last week since the show came out, and Lisa Vanderpump has already publicly accepted or appreciated her apology, at least.
Did she mention whether she's had teeth work?
No, but obviously she has. I mean,
listen, if I had $1 billion, I would totally get my... Like, we talked about this in one of our episodes.
What would you do?
Remember I won the little chiclets.
Oh, God.
They look like... I want my teeth to look like chiclets.
So weird. So weird. I would not get teeth then because... That's my problem is, like, when what if they fell off, like the crown or whatever?
Oh, they could do that.
Yeah,
you know, my father-in-law had false teeth for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And he had the weirdest things. He one time was on the freeway, and he sneezed out the window, and his teeth flew out of his mouth on the freeway.
Oh, and those are expensive
to
replace.
They're super expensive. Yeah, so that happened. And then he used to work at the DMV, and he would leave, like, an extra set in a cup in his car.
Okay.
And for some reason, somebody stole them.
Oh.
Yeah, they stole his teeth. And then...
Because they're expensive.
They're super expensive. Well, let me tell you how expensive they are. This isn't funny in the slightest, but when he got terminally ill, and Dave and I would go and take care of him on the weekends. And,
oh my God, y'all resold his teeth.
No.
What?
It's worse than that.
After he passed. Oh, God.
He, you know, he was really sick and very, had a little bit of dementia going on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, somehow, I don't know how this happened, but his teeth fell in the toilet and they went, like, all the way down. So we got there and his toilet had been taken out. It's sitting on the lawn. The plumber had to take the entire toilet out to get his teeth out of the drain pipe.
It was better to, like, well, I'm sure they had to dig them out because
yeah,
it clogged the toilet.
Because it clogged the toilet.
But
as I recall, the...
But they just brushed them and put
no,
them
I
back
think
in.
They boiled them or something.
Well, they cleaned them
yeah.
and put them back in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So his...
Wouldn't that be hard that first time, like, putting them back in? I mean, I guess if he had dementia, maybe he didn't know.
Oh,
or
my God.
But you know what I'm saying?
But no, it would
All
be
right,
like...
here it goes.
I know. I would be thinking about it. Yeah,
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm fine with my gums. Anyway, I miss you, Bob. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We will have our other episode up soon of New York, New York. And until next week, nobody puts me in a box unless it's a box of wine.
And two opinions are always better than one, especially if they're both mine. Have a great week, you guys.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.